They say that was the day the music died, along with Buddy Holly, Richie Valens and the Big Bopper. Don McLean even sung about it in American Pie. It's rock legend, they say. But I don't know, I was only a freckle-stained kid back then. They're just names to me. But there was a day the music died, for my generation, on a different day, in a different way. In the space of a single heartbeat, my endless summer was over, and I knew the age of Aquarius just wasn't going to happen. On a day I can't exactly remember, sometime in early 1971, I just woke one day, and while everything looked the same, it felt and smelt different. The devil had been at work while we slept, and I knew that somehow a future promising peace, love and plenty had ended for good. The land of milk and honey we all dreamed of was never to be. Even the Playboy centerfold didn't excite me like it should have done. The writing had been on the wall for months. Jim Morrison and Hendrix had died the way they had lived, and everyone I knew was out of their head on acid or weed and couldn't string a sentence together. We knew we'd all lost our way. We knew something and we knew nothing. Like, you know, when there's a hurricane coming and it's gonna bring everything down like a house of cards. The devil's work, we were only to find years later, began months earlier, and thousands of miles away in Altamont, California, when what should have turned out to be the West Coast's answer to Woodstock descended into carnage. There'd been a dreadful outbreak of violence at a rock concert featuring the Stones, where a local chapter of the Hell's Angels was stupidly drafted in to handle event security, with exactly the kind of results you'd imagine. By the time the half-finished concert was called off, one man lay dead, with a further 40 or 50 seriously injured, and at one stage Mick Jagger finding himself the target of an assassin's bullet. Sure enough, one of the Angels was banged up on a murder charge, the remaining Angels feeling that they'd been betrayed by Jagger personally and were determined to exact revenge. And that's where the story might have ended, until 2008. A retired FBI agent revealed that some members of the Hell's Angels had conspired to murder Mick Jagger as retribution for the Rolling Stones' lack of support following the concert, and for the way Angels were portrayed in the film of the event. The conspirators plotted to use a boat to approach the house where Jagger was staying on Long Island, New York. It's today's 3-minute theatre, Boat to Mick Jagger.
Mick Jagger is in the kitchen, preparing chicken scones. The thunderbolts and lightning remind him of Brian Jones. On the other side of the estuary, we gather at the boat to row across the water and cut his bloody throat. We're on a boat to Mick Jagger because we think he behaved abominably, dismissing the guys by who he was saved. He fired us, and if we hadn't drunk it already, I fear, he probably would have refused us our $500 of beer. He's accusing the Angels of murder and tells everyone that we're sick just because we bumped off a black dude who dared to bring a white chick. He pointed a gun at Mick Jagger, who'd be in a terrible mess had we not subdued the assassin and saved his skinny ass. Before he'll die, we'll make him crawl on the carpet and squall, and he'll understand that Hell's Angels aren't cold-blooded killers at all. We're rowing to Long Island, and a storm will not delay us from seeking revenge. Move over, get your beer belly out of the way. Look who's talking, Odaby. Just squeeze your fat butt on the bench, and when you've managed to sit, reach behind me and get me another can. Hey, Oblix, go a bit further, to the left, or we'll capsize ashore. Has any of you ever been on a rowing boat before? The others burst out laughing. Let's go, because there are signs that the storm will get worse, I warn them. Tell Oblix, cast off lines. I can't reach the pier. They just sever the bloody rope. We can't wait. He takes out his knife. Don't lean over, I shout, but a second too late. Holding on to our cans and weapons, we emerge from under the boat, which delights in the certain advantage that, other than us, it can float. I'm off, I tell the others, and shiver as I climb out the freezing water. Let's do this some other time. Mick Jagger looks out the window, clutching his kitchen knife, unaware that the storm that is raging has probably saved his life.
That was 3-Minute Theatre, Boat to Mick Jagger, written by Frank L. Ludwig, featuring the voices of Jack Nelson and Jack Smith. We're pleased to get permission to use that poem from Frank, who we predict has a big future in his native Ireland. You can check out his work on frankLludwig.com.